Well, I want to welcome everyone. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedules to come to Build. I hope you enjoyed the keynote today, and I particularly am happy that you took time out of your day today to come to our session to learn about how Cortana can proactively help to drive engagement with your apps. My name is Paul Bloom. I'm the product lead for thinking about how we can make Cortana useful to developers like yourselves. And Keith Harold, who will be joining for the second half of the session, is my technical counterpart. He's the technical PM lead. And so for my part of the presentation, I hope I can help you understand. You'll leave here understanding why you should care about as a developer, why you should care about Cortana, how it can help your product, how it can help your business. And then Keith's going to talk about, I'm going to talk about why, and he's going to talk about how. And there's going to be other opportunities during Build for you to learn more. There's a 200-level session tomorrow. There are code labs today, tomorrow, and Friday. You can get hands-on. And, of course, you can come by the booth and talk to one of many Cortana experts about different ways that you can integrate with Cortana. So, to start off, most of this session I'm going to be talking to you about how you can integrate with Cortana. Though, you know, when I read the press and I talk to developers and I talk to users, people tend to have a different idea of what Cortana is. And so I wanted to take just a couple of minutes to set some foundation of how we think about Cortana, what Cortana is, because that really is the basis for everything that will be available to you as developers to help drive your businesses. And to narrow it down into one sentence, Cortana is your truly personal digital assistant working across all your devices to get things done, to help you get things done. There's really three ideas here. One, and probably most important, is that Cortana is personal. Cortana deeply understands the user. So everyone's experience with Cortana is different. Cortana understands the user's calendar, understands the user's preferences, understands the user's interests, understands the user's context, right? And then uses that information to deliver highly personalized experiences. That's really at the core of what it means for Cortana to be a personal assistant. The second part is around productivity. It's about helping people get things done. Okay. As a personal assistant, Cortana's really the overall benefit that she delivers to users is to help get things done, to help them achieve more, and also, frankly, to help make time for some of the other things, the things in life that they just want to be doing for pure enjoyment. And the third element is that Cortana works across all your devices. And in fact, it's even broader than that. Satya talked a little bit today in the keynote, if you saw it, about Cortana as the unbound agent. The idea being that as a personal assistant, Cortana should be available to you wherever and whenever you need her. So 2 years ago at Build, we actually announced the first, we released Cortana for the first time, Windows Phone 8.1. Last summer, we announced Cortana was deeply integrated into Windows 10, and Windows 10 is now on 270 million active devices. This past December, we launched Cortana for Android and Cortana for iOS, helping us to continue furthering our path to that vision of making Cortana everywhere that users want access to her. And then today, you heard a lot about Cortana showing up in other places, such as Skype, as a bot. And so this notion of Cortana being everywhere is really fundamental. And in fact, Cortana has been architected, so it's very much a in the cloud. It's very much a service-driven product, so that wherever Cortana shows up, users can, whatever users want her, Cortana can show up. There are five guiding principles that no matter where Cortana shows up, that guide how we think about Cortana and what Cortana needs to be able to do for users and users need to be able to rely on. One, and I'm going to emphasize this again, is that Cortana is highly personal. Cortana understands me, my interests, my calendar, my routines, and all of this information is accessible to the user through the notebook. And the notebook is where they can tell add new interests and new information that they want Cortana to know about, and they can also tell Cortana the things that they don't want Cortana to know. This is important to you as developers because, as I'm going to talk about in a few minutes with proactive actions, part of the benefit of that is that Cortana, with the user's consent, can share some of that information with your app or with your website so that you can personalize it, so that you can help shortcut users so that they can actually complete tasks with your app. Okay? So this idea of a notebook and personal information, really important. The second, productive, helping users get things done. I've talked about that. These next two items are really important because they talk to two different paradigms for how users can interact with Cortana. One is this idea of natural interaction, that users can interact the way they normally do, use natural language, whether voice or text, touch, in the future, other ways of interacting to interact with their personal assistant. Okay? And from a extensibility standpoint, the offering we have for developers is voice commands, where, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, where users can interact with your apps using their voice or text via Cortana to create a new entry point and a new mode of interaction for your apps. The second paradigm is the way is proactive. If you think about personal assistants, a good personal assistant will do what I ask them to do. I want to order lunch. I ask my personal assistant to order lunch. It gets done. That's good. A great personal assistant is one step ahead. A great personal assistant takes the initiative, anticipates what I might need, suggests what I could do, and ultimately even does it for me and does it on my behalf. And so proactive is what we announced today, proactive actions, and enabling you, developer community, to take advantage of this proactive capability. So I'm going to stop talking about Cortana now, and I want to talk about you. Okay? When we spoke to personal assistants and we were developing Cortana, they told us that they do a couple of things really, really well. They know the user, they know their manager deeply, and we've talked about that. They know their routine, they know their calendar, their interests. And they also do a good job at managing a few tasks, like managing calendar. But for everything else, they rely on a team of experts to get things done. In Cortana's world, you, the development community, are Cortana's team of experts. It's you who know how to buy movie tickets, submit expense reports, call cars, book travel, buy event tickets, whatever it may be. It is, and in fact, it is the combination of Cortana's intelligence at understanding the user deeply combined with all the actions and capabilities of your apps that creates magical experiences for users. Those two things together creates the magic. Cortana can't do it on her own, and I'd say that your apps can also benefit greatly by tying into Cortana's intelligence. So there are two ways for you and your apps, for you to become part of one of the experts on Cortana's team. One of those ways is through voice commands. Voice commands allow your apps to register. Basically, you can register commands that Cortana will understand when users type them or speak them, and then will enable one of two things to happen. They can launch your app, so users can then continue and complete their task in your app. And they also allow some multi-turn experience and some interaction where your app can use the Cortana canvas and the Cortana voice to present feedback to the user. So you can do both of those with voice commands. And voice commands are available now. You can go to developer.microsoft.com/Cortana, and you'll see links to information about voice commands there. And you can integrate them into your Windows 10 apps today. Some of the types of interactions that are possible. Hey, Cortana, order me food with Just Eat. Cortana, create a station for Hozier on Pandora. Cortana, tweet that I'm flying to San Francisco tonight. All these, again, expand the entry points for users to your apps and also expand the modes for which users can interact with your apps. And we're very, very proud that since last year at this time, when there were about 500 apps that had VCDs, Windows apps that had VCDs, today there's nearly 1,000, including, these are some of those apps, including Netflix and Hulu and Uber and Audible and Twitter and so on. And so we're developing a really nice ecosystem around voice commands and have really shown a lot of progress. And I hope that you will all join this group and do the same. In fact, there's a new collection at the store around Cortana-enabled apps. So the second paradigm, voice commands are about the user initiating conversation, initiating interaction with Cortana. The second paradigm I talked about is when a personal assistant initiates with the user. And that's what proactive actions are about. There's three points I would like you to walk away with today when it comes to proactive actions. One is that Cortana can proactively suggest actions to users at just the right time to drive usage of your apps and websites. Okay? And I'm going to show you a couple of examples of that. Number two is that it's really easy to register actions with Cortana. We intentionally designed this so that you could leverage as much of the work that you've put into developing your apps and websites so that you don't have to write a whole bunch of new code. In fact, if you have a Deep Link enabled app today, you don't need to write any new code. And Keith will talk about exactly how you do that. And the third, which again aligned with our vision for Cortana to be everywhere users want access, is that this will work everywhere. We're starting with Windows 10 and Android. iOS will be coming. Integration with Skype will be coming. So work that you do to create actions today will work forward. So wherever Cortana shows up, these capabilities, these actions that you create will show up with her. I want to go into each of these points in a little more detail. The first one, I said, is that Cortana will proactively suggest actions to users at just the right time to drive usage of your app. So how does this work? Well, what Cortana brings to the table is insights. This is her intelligence. This is based on her understanding of the user and their context, and are things like Cortana knows that I'm leaving home or arriving home, or I'm leaving work and arriving work. Cortana has semantic understanding of what work is, not just an address, knows that this is actually the person's workplace. Some are calendar-based, some are location-based. There are many different signals that Cortana can take in to develop these insights, and is these insights that are exposed to you in the portal and as part of our Cortana extensibility. What you bring to the party are actions, all the things that you can do. And these can be anything. As long as your app can do it, you can register it with Cortana. And again, it's the magic of bringing together your actions with Cortana's insights that creates magical experiences for users. And then together, Cortana and you, the team of experts, help users get things done with as little effort as possible. And there's actually three ways this can happen. The first is by Cortana deep linking into your app and passing contextual information with that deep link so that the user can, using your UX, can complete the action that they wanted to take. And that will be the most common use case initially. The next step, the next two steps actually, are where the user is able to delegate tasks to Cortana to actually work with your app, even in the background, to complete tasks. And we've been working with a company called Glimpse. I see them right here in the front, and they were mentioned in the keynote today, where a scenario that actually I do in real life, where there's a difference in my life between when I say and tell my family I'm going to leave work and when I actually leave work. And there can actually be a big difference between when I say I'm going to leave and when I do leave. So when I leave work, every day I send my family a glimpse so they can see that I'm actually leaving and they can see when I'm going to arrive home. Now, with Cortana, what we'll be enabling is for Cortana, for users to just delegate that to Cortana so that every time Cortana sees that I've left work, boom, it sends a glimpse to my family with the same message at the right time so that I don't have to fumble around with my phone. And from an app developer standpoint, I've really automated the usage of your app. Now, this won't work for every situation. People may not want Cortana automatically spending money or automatically buying refrigerators and things like that. But there are definitely scenarios like sharing my location where that can be a very useful capability. So we often get asked, so what are these insights and what are the actions? And so I put up a list. These are examples of the kinds of insights that we are working on to expose to developers. And they're basically, they're a combination of signals. Some rely on calendar, on location. But there are things like, as I mentioned before, arriving home and leaving home, conflicts, things where, times in my day where I'm kind of getting into trouble, like I got a meeting over lunch and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to eat. And as Keith and others can attest, when I haven't eaten, I get kind of cranky. And so, you know, it'd be really nice if my personal assistant could help me make sure I get some food. With travel, Cortana can know when the flight has landed, can know when I have an upcoming flight. And we'll be adding to these. These are all, you know, for the most of these are based in the service. So we'll keep adding to these more and more and more of these insights that you can then take advantage of with your actions. Now, on the action side, the answer of like what actions are there is really whatever action you bring to the table. I'm going to show you in a second how an action I can do even things like feeding my dog. I think Cortana probably is the only personal assistant out there right now that can feed your dog for you. And so it shows the scope of the actions you can bring. We have identified a set of actions that we believe to be very high frequency and that there will be many providers who can fulfill that action. Things like ordering food, sending messages, buying movie tickets, making restaurant reservations, and so on. For those, we've created a set of actions called what we call predefined actions, where Microsoft has defined the action schema. And we've also created natural language models so that users can invoke these actions using their voice or by typing. So as a developer, if you are able to fulfill one of these actions, you can basically just plug in. And when that action is surfaced to the user, you can be shown as one of the options to actually execute that action. So I want to show you an example of how this can work in practice. And let me see if I can switch to the right. Okay. So here I am in Cortana, and Cortana has seen that I have a lunch conflict. And she surfaces up some actions. One of those is I can go into my calendar and reschedule the meeting, which, if Keith had scheduled the meeting, it's maybe actually something I would have done. But I can also order food, right? So I'm going to click on order food, and Cortana is showing me three different food providers who can help me do that. One of them is Just Eat, which is the leading food delivery kind of for takeaway. They're based in the UK. They're in many, many countries across Europe and elsewhere in the world. And you can see a couple of other providers that we've kind of pre-populated in here. When I click, the user gets a consent card. So I mentioned earlier in the talk that Cortana can share useful contextual information with your app as long as the user consents. And so when Just Eat created this action, this order food action, they requested three pieces of data for Cortana to send. One of those is the meeting location, because that would be helpful to know where to deliver the food. The second is meeting start time, because that would be useful to know when to deliver the food. And the third one is cuisine preferences. What kind of food does a person like? Because that would help Just Eat know what kind of restaurants to show. So the user approves. It's now deep links into the Just Eat app. Okay? And you can see that there are let me go into there again. I think I had a previous version loaded up. There we go. So it's a little bit covered up here, but you can see that Just Eat now has pre-populated the location of where the food should be delivered. What's behind here actually is the time, 12 noon, when the food should be delivered. And you can see that the restaurants that are suggested are sushi, because Cortana shared that based with the user's consent that the user likes sushi. And so what this has done is it's taken a bunch of steps out of the process, so a higher likelihood of that transaction being completed. And it's also created a more personalized experience, right? And so what's happened here is Cortana proactively suggested the action of ordering food at just the right time. Just Eat was served up as a provider, and then Cortana shared some contextual information with the user's consent to Just Eat, and the user completes the transaction. So the second point that I said I wanted you to walk away with is that these proactive actions work wherever Cortana is, starting with Windows 10 and Android, and coming soon to iOS and Skype and so on. So I am now going to show you an example of a company called Petzilla, and they are a company that is focused very, very deeply on pet lovers. People, who here has a pet? Anyone have a pet? There you go. Anyone's pet lonely, maybe, that you're not there with them? So Petzilla has created a product called a Treat Cam, which is an IoT device that allows users to interact with their pets when they're not home. So I'm going to switch over to number 6. And this should come up. Do I need to refresh something to... Yeah, so this is not coming up, but what I'm going to... of course, you can't see this, but what it's showing is that Cortana sees that I have an unusually late meeting, okay? And offers up some actions that I can do, including the ability for me to treat my pet, okay? So I'm going to click on this, And if all goes well, we had some Wi-Fi issues before. The Petsy app is going to load. Hopefully we'll see a red light go on here. Sometimes takes just a second. Let me try that again. Well, I will come back to this and see if I can get it working later. But basically, what will happen is that remotely, I can see my pet, I can speak to my pet, and I can also treat my pet. And because we don't allow dogs here, we actually filled this with Cortana branded Hershey's Kisses. And so we do have this set up at our booth. And so if you want to see it in action, and you want to potentially get yourself ready for some a little chocolate treat, please come by the booth, and you can experience. Can we get that? You know what I'm going to do? I am going to take a little break now, go back to the deck. Because the last point that I said that I wanted to share, I wanted you to walk away with, is that it's really, really easy to register proactive actions with Cortana. No need for additional code if you have a deep link-enabled app or website, and that you can do this all at our portal at developer.microsoft.com/Cortana. And to talk through more details of how you do this, I am going to hand things off to Keith, and he will tell you what you need to know to make this happen.
No, that's okay. We'll just send him to the booth. Am I hot? Don't answer that. All right, let's see here. As Paul said, my name's Keith Harold. I'm the technical PM who's driving the Cortana Proactive Actions effort. The way to think about Paul and I, he says he's the product manager, I'm the technical PM lead, but really all of the power and expressiveness and interesting things that Paul just showed you, those came from Paul. All of the constraints and limitations come from me, okay? So having said that, my real job here is to explain what 15 minutes of no-code actually means. So we've talked a lot about Cortana. So Cortana has insights. We've heard this over and over again. What are those insights? She knows facts. So she knows it's a weekday morning. She knows the Contoso Cafe app is installed. She's learned about me. I usually leave for work between 8 and 8:15. I use Contoso Cafe a lot, and I work in the city. She also knows about my current context in the world. So she knows that I'm currently leaving home. She bundles all of those insights together and then offers to act. The trick is this: what does she offer to do? And that's where the team of experts comes in. That's you folks. Cortana learns what to do by the experts telling her what to do. So you tell Cortana which insights to use. These are a set of the insights. They're very similar to what Paul has talked about. They largely divide into either heavily location-dependent or a particular strength of Microsoft, given our assets in Exchange and Outlook, calendar-based events. But in this case, Contoso chose to use leaving home. So this is an insight that detects that I'm leaving home, knows some facts about what my probable destination is, given my context and where I work, and this is one of the insights available. Second, you ask Cortana for contextual information. Now, Paul's talked about contextual information, but the portal exposes three kinds. The first of these comes from the insight itself. So if it's a meeting insight, you could expect to see a meeting location, perhaps a meeting start time, and even the number of attendees. For location context, obviously, GPS signal is a pretty common insight to get. The second piece of information that's available comes from the notebook, the user's notebook, and what we've built up, or Cortana has built up, about the user's personal information, including things like what kind of food I like. So Paul showed in the Just Eat demo that he likes sushi. I like sushi too. That's in my notebook. Other examples include things like your favorite sports team, right? The final place where we can expose this contextual data is, in fact, the world context information. Things like what's the user's current location, right? What's the weather, what's going on in the city. So all of that information that we have is available through, and your job is to then tell Cortana, these are the pieces of information I need to successfully help this user. Finally, you tell Cortana how to link data and actions. So we have the insights, you have the data, we still don't know how to call you. So the way Cortana learns for you to call is for you to build a deep link for whatever platform your app or site is on. So Windows and browser in this case, you can also extend Android the same way. Those contain the deep links. Those are the mappings between the protocol necessary to call your app or your site and the data you need from Cortana to successfully complete. That's your 15 minutes. That's the no code, right? That then leads to an experience where Cortana takes over, and it's now her job to make sure that the user sees your action at the right time with the right data so that the user can satisfy whatever their need is. So in the morning, all of this rolls up. In the morning, what I see is that as I'm leaving home, Cortana notices I'm leaving home, and she offers to do some stuff for me. Send an ETA, maybe start playing a podcast on the car radio. But in this case, Paul gets angry if he doesn't have food. Keith gets extraordinarily angry if he doesn't have his morning coffee. So I'm going to click on order coffee because that's what I care about the most. We get the consent page. We have a very strong Cortana user promise that we maintain almost to the exclusion of everything else. And that thing is, the user's data is the user's data, and they control when and where it goes. So the user in this case, me, I need to approve the data that Contoso Cafe has asked. And in this case, it's the address for work. That's so Contoso can figure out what the closest cafe is to me, as well as whatever cuisine preferences is. Maybe they have a little lunch box of sushi. I'll go ahead and approve that because I use Contoso all the time and I'm okay with it. So I click approve, and now the Contoso app opens, and it opens right to the point where we can order the food. We talk about a team of experts, we talk about insights, and we talk about user data. And I think this is the part where I really want to make one point very, very clear. Our secret sauce with Cortana is having the insights and having the user data. Your secret sauce is being the expert. So our job is to combine those things to drive users into your app. And that's what we're really trying to do. Give Cortana the ability to help the user get to your app or service. All that's great. It sounds awesome. 15 minutes, no code. It's true. I just showed you with screenshots. If you want to see it live, come to the booth, please. It does assume a few things, and one of those is that your app is already deep link capable. So if the app is deep link capable, you saw you can just enter the protocol in and hit save, and Cortana will manage the rest. The next thing that we expect is if the user needs a login or an authorization at all on your app side, we expect the app or the site to maintain those credentials. Cortana won't maintain those. And then finally, allow for missing contextual information. How do you think about this? The data that you request in the portal, regard as optional. I'm going to talk in just a second about why. And the reason is that often the contextual information is missing. There are several very legitimate and important reasons for this. The first of these, remember, privacy. The user may decide to not consent to share the information. That's okay because we can still call the deep link. Cortana will execute the deep link, but it'll be a deep link that presumably leads to the top of the application. So you still get some power out of the insight, but if the user doesn't consent, the remainder of the data, we would expect the app or the site to be able to recover. Second, the information may not exist. There are plenty of meetings that don't have a location that resolves to anything that Cortana can understand. And so we may not be able to pass that through. Likewise, you may be in a dead zone on GPS, or you could be in a non-mobile device that doesn't have any other location information available. So the information may simply not be there. And then finally, Cortana may not have learned the information. So this is particularly for new users, this can happen where we just haven't, they haven't been with Cortana long enough for her to build up enough insight and learn enough about that user such that we could even surface that information. And it can take some time. And the alternative is a very similar case. The users may not have told Cortana particular items yet. So I don't know, Cortana doesn't know your sports team, your favorite sports team, until she's seen you. You've either told her through queries or explicitly, or she's discovered through your usage patterns. So those are the cases where the information may be missing. But in a beautiful world, all of that data is there. Now, There are some implications for app design in this 15 minutes no code story. I just want to talk through those. How many people actually already have Deep Link apps enabled? Okay, so a fair number, but not everybody. So for those of you that have already dealt with Deep Links, you already understand this part. If you have all of the data, you can shortcut right to the end and get the user on their way. Most of the workflows that we've seen start with a start state. There's a specific point that all the users enter. They each go through the same series of steps, and then they end. So our start state is location, and then we end on buy, right? The contextual information that Cortana can proffer is the ability to jump past all of that and directly to the buy place, because all of the necessary data has been provided through Cortana. So that's a magic. That's the golden path. And that's really the story we'd like to be able to tell users so that they can really take advantage of the personal data assistant who knows about you, the expert, and is able to get their task done. What do you do when the information is missing? This is not uncommon, although we usually have most of the information necessary to complete. In this case, Cortana doesn't know the location, and she doesn't know the order type for whatever reason. But she does know that the user likes Italian food. So you have two choices here. The simplest case that doesn't require any new code is go ahead and start them at the beginning of your application and drop the rest of the data. Okay? That seems a little weird, but the power of Cortana, remember, it's not just the data, it's also when to offer it. And it's perfectly okay to at least have Cortana offer the action at the right moment, even if she isn't able to hand the data through that complete. She can still hand you off to the team of experts to get the job done. So this is good, it's still a no-code solution. If I was going to do one thing to crack the app or crack the website, to write some actual code, the one thing I would do then is to adjust for the information being missing. And the adjustment that the simplest and cheapest adjustment, typically, is to just maintain a little bit of memory between the steps. It's not necessary to change the UX flow or significantly alter how your state diagram works, right? It's generally sufficient to start them in the same place, begin collecting the data that's missing, but augment with just a little bit of memory so that when you get to the cuisine step, you just fill it in and the user can click past it. It's a relatively cheap operation. That's the thing I would do if I was going to change anything, right? So having said all that, I know everybody's excited, right? You have 15 minutes as soon as you request an invite to the dev preview when you preview. 15 minutes, you can be up and live with users. What are we actually asking you to do for Cortana extensibility? Paul talked about voice commands. I see the dev manager for voice commands is in the audience, Rob Chambers. Please go build voice commands. One of the powers of Cortana has been repeatedly through feedback and through press and everything you see it build, people like to talk to Cortana. The way that you enable your users to talk to Cortana and your apps is through VCDs. So please go build a voice command for your Universal Windows app. All right? The second thing, which Paul and I have been focused on mostly for this presentation, is to start looking at proactive actions. We're actually announcing this program under a developer preview status. And the idea is to request an invite to the program. We'll evaluate all of the invites, compare that against sort of the portfolio of actions that Cortana has, and how much capacity the engineering team has for lots of contact, and then begin slowly scaling up the number of folks that are in the developer preview. So even if you didn't get an invite on the first day, we're going to continuously invite as capacity includes. Why would you do that? Besides all of the power and the magic that Paul was talking about and all of the constraints and limitations that I got to explain, you get early access to the platform and any new features. So as we add insights or we add predefined actions or more parameterization, you'll be the first folks in the preview program to be able to take advantage of that. The second is some more direct interaction with the development team. So the engineering team, including myself and Paul and a handful of the developers, will be far more available to work through problems as we scale up the rest of the system. And then lastly, the day that any developer can go to the portal and begin working through proactive actions, your actions will ship. So there's a day zero availability. All right. What can you do at build? So you've signed up or you've been to this talk. There's our booth. It's right by the main entrance. I saw a few people in the audience have already been there. There's a voice command code challenge. That's in the expo hall as well. You get to build a voice command enabled app. There's also a code lab. That's, I think it's down the hall. proactive actions and voice commands. So that's a case where my teammate Doreen Brown will walk you through how to create one of these proactive actions through the portal, as well as build up a voice command. Mike Calcagno and Marcus Ash. So if you saw the keynote, Marcus Ash talked about Cortana. They'll be at the main stage theater to answer questions and interact with Build attendees. So that's very powerful. And the one I really, really recommend, if you're very interested in what we're doing here, please attend the 200 level session tomorrow. Our teammate Doreen Brown will walk through on stage building a Windows app with a deep link capability, register it through the portal, and then show how that appears in Cortana. And on top of that, she'll demo another one of our partners named Peel and some Internet of Things solutions. If you're online, the developer portal, again, to request an invite, developer.microsoft.com/Cortana. The session deck will become available in the session 200 deck, and obviously the portal has all of the documentation. That's it. So build VCDs, request an invite to the developer program for proactive actions. Once you're in there, pick insights, select data, link data and actions, and Cortana handles the rest. I hope you all have a great build. Thanks. Oh, are there questions? I can't see anything, so if there are questions, someone's going to have to. Is there a microphone? Is it enabled? Or? Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Does this work? Hi. Yeah, so my question is, this is great for engagement, and you know, the talk did say engagement, but what about discoverability? Of a new service, of a new app. Mm-hmm. You know, say I'm using Just Eat and there's this new food app that just came out in the store. Mm-hmm. How does Cortana help promote that new service or app in the place?
In the discovery case, because we're learning a lot from the user's continual patterns, discovery is a thing we can do, but it's not the primary focus. The new apps and services fundamentally come about because the user makes use of those apps. Now, having said that, it's all ranking. I'm going to wave my hands at ranking, but assume the actions and such are ranked. Some of that ranking is how the outside world behaves. Much of it is on how the user behaves. The canvas that we show where it has the action drawer on it, we're going to show more than three actions. Mm-hmm. You click on a see more, a whole another page comes up, and they can leaf through. Ranking will then determine sort of where the bubbles come from, right? VCDs are a great way to do discovery as well. So if you can get users to the point of being able to talk to the app, it sticks quite a bit better. Fundamentally, it will come from the strength of the solution in the marketplace that really determines where it shows up in the canvas. But we, you know. When the inside fires, the actions are shown. It's a question of where the user sits in that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi there. Over here.
Oh, I should say, we do link to the store if the app's not installed, so it's not. Yeah, sorry. There's a whole.
Sorry.
Is there like another? Yeah, wow, there's a whole crowd.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah. So this is obviously going to be a preview, and it's an online portal. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that our company do is write enterprise Windows apps. Mm-hmm. How will this work for those? Because obviously this is a public, well, would it be built into the enterprise app store? Or mm-hmm. Because obviously with the VCDs, what we currently do now, that's built into the application, whereas these actions will.
Yeah, I think the short answer looks like the following. If your application is sort of a line of business application, if it has an outside access capability, then this works fine.
Okay.
Enterprise is a big part of the Cortana story, and there are a lot of people working on bringing that up appropriately. But the way to look at it is if it can be hit from the outside. This is part of the reason we ask the apps to maintain their credentials and their authorization, because that's the best place for, say, an enterprise to plug in right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Right now, you've got it triggered by calendar events and location. Are we going to see other triggers added? Can mm-hmm. that be expanded by us, or do you need to do that?
Okay, I'll answer those in the order you asked. Let's see, is it going to go back? Okay. The first, will we add more insights? Yes, absolutely. Much of Cortana's promise and goal and a lot of engineering focus is on getting a deep understanding of the user and their world. That means we'll begin to learn and build up those insights. So we will absolutely add insights. I'm looking for Paul's slide. Some of the insights that are in there are things like new in town. It's location-based, but it's much more based on the fact that we know you're not in that town normally. And so we can, oh, there we go.
Can I suggest a few?
You can, although probably the best place to do it is at the booth. The second question you asked was, can our team of experts insert insights? That's a roadmap feature currently, right?
Okay.
We decided explicitly to focus on the ability and the information that Cortana already has, expose that as hooks, and then get lots of actions and lots of exposure to users for those apps and sites, right? And then roll in some of the more sophisticated AI required to build an insight or a trigger. That's a roadmap feature.
Having to do with calendars, what I'd like to see is like things that aren't actually added to your calendar, mm-hmm. like I want to back up my system at like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And when that action happens, other than going through the scheduler to schedule an event, something mm-hmm. like that, like to be able to get an insight for that kind
okay.
of a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe receiving an email from a certain person mm-hmm. or with an attached file, things like that.
Yep, and those are, let's see, we're not announcing those today. They're definitely things that teams have been talking about, particularly because we understand so much about both the OS, right, when you want to back up, as well as your work calendar and what's going on.
Well,
beyond that,
case,
we're trying to...
Yeah, in my case, it's not actually triggering like a drive backup. It's like I want to take these files and send it to somebody at mm-hmm. this time,
mm-hmm.
every night or once a week or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear the feedback. We can, like I said, there are a lot of insights that can be done. And part of the developer preview program, frankly, is to gather the list of insights from the team of experts and figure out how to enable those. So I appreciate the feedback.
So this isn't available right now, or it is?
It's not available in the preview program, that specific scenario, right now.
No, I mean the insights that you talked about today. Can we develop it and release it next week, or is this just in preview?
This is the developer preview. The
okay.
expected timing is concurrent with the Windows 10 anniversary release to
okay.
ship the actual actions. We're
Thank
looking
you.
At how to push the insight triggers and the action links into audiences like the Windows Insider program so that you know we get some staging for both teams.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the time.
The actions are pretty much the same or very similar to voice commands in the nature of what it is they do. Do you see these as being two things that will be existing in parallel, or eventually as this becomes real, one replaces the other? And what should we tell developers? Should developers
do both? I don't think I would look at them as replacement. What we did for this preview program and the idea of introducing proactive actions, voice commands are an existing solution with a lot of momentum. There's 1,000+ developers already doing that. People like to talk to Cortana, so we're encouraging that because it's a very real story. Then there's the proactive actions, which is the sort of other half of the personal assistant coin, where I really would like my personal assistant to reach out and tap me on the shoulder and say, "Hey, dummy, you're running late," okay? Which happens a lot. And the initiation and the way that those the kinds of contextual information and such that's available when I initiate versus Cortana initiate, to get those to work right, we've deliberately kept them separate for now. That's a statement of for now. Mm-hmm. Then there's the do we replace. I wouldn't look at it as a replacement because what users are trying to do is get something done. What Cortana has is a bunch of information and then knowledge of experts. And so I think the way I would answer that is we expect for those systems to be seamlessly the same over time. But for now, we've definitely tried to be very careful about how we implement and build.
Thanks.
Any other questions?
Nope.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.